It's a feeling, though, that you get, right? It's a feeling that when you watch Ja'Marr Chase, even though we've only really seen him play with Joe Burrow outside of his injuries, it's like, I know what that dude is. The same thing with the Justin Jefferson. And even in watching DK Metcalf, it's not just about his number. It's the physicality in which he plays with. It's the imposing being that he is. And so for Terry McLaurin, it's where do you fit in there? Do they feel like your skill set translates to that sort of money?
To which, to which the answer is definitely, of course. He's fantastic.
Yes.
He'd make every team he played for better. Terry McLaurin. He's been great the whole time.
Yep.
Finally got a quarterback, had a bunch of touchdowns, and people treat that like, oh, he's trying to cash in on the big touchdowns. Like, the actual answer is probably he could have had that the entire time.
Yeah.
He finally got somebody to show what he could do.
How different is McLaurin as a trade idea right now compared to what Diggs would have been a year ago for a team acquiring him? Same age.
Yeah.
Diggs went for a second, and he did not sign a new massive deal with Houston. He might have got one, right? He got a pretty good deal from New England, even with a knee injury.
Right.
But it's like that. That's, I wonder how many teams are just willing to line up and give a 30-year-old receiver that money. I think Washington should, like, over at least 3 years or something like that. But you're not getting like a 6-7 year experiment here. This is going to be for, this is a, you're happy with McLaurin being this for 2 years, aren't you?
Yeah.
If you get him,
yeah.
I guess the difference was Diggs was. Just declining the wrong word. He didn't finish strong, right? In 23, and McLaurin did.
Right. He had just come off three incredible seasons and kind of gotten phased out a little bit, so there were some doubts. And the team also wanted him to move.
And Washington does not.
You would think that they're not eager to do that, yeah.
No, they probably just want him to play on his current contract.
803-0550. Toby in Buffalo. Hey, Toby, good morning.
Yeah, real quick on that signal. What happened was I use a 512 hertz strength signal, and even 4 feet difference is like 5% accuracy. And then if it's standard and it's locked on, you can verify it. But if it's moving around or there's plenty of things, obstruction. So I'll give you a real quick example. I was trying to locate a broken pipe. It said it was 4 feet. We dug down. There was no pipe there. It was actually 8 feet down. The signal was a foot off just at 4 feet. Mm-hmm. And we use very expensive, very huge signals to do that on a grand scale with so much interference in radio. And I know you guys know radio signals, that it's very difficult if it's moving, obstruction, distance, if the ball is perfectly, you know, if it's tilted over or on its back, that all affects it. So the technology is just not there for that type of action. I'm surprised they even said 6 inches. Yeah, very shocked at that.
Thanks, Toby. You overestimate my knowledge of radio signals.
Same.
Yeah, I mean, we are indeed on the radio.
Yes.
But signals,
ask me to explain how we are arriving at your radio. I'm going to have a tough time.
Yeah. Boy, I just had something.
That kind of points to, though, that, like, it, you know, I said, like, hire a couple electrical engineers. It sounds like it was expensive, and it would be expensive just to get it to 6 inches in the first place. Inaccuracy.
I don't think the NFL is resistant to perfect ball spotting technology because it's expensive. I don't believe that. I mean, again, every article about it today is, and I saw another one, it's Yahoo Sports. Every headline, the headline really is, we've done it. And the story is, it's not that big a change.
No.
I do have a fun tweet about this, and I appreciate this. Like, I'm over here trying to explain that it's a lot more difficult than people give it credit. Lawrence wrote in, how is it possible I can walk into a place across from the electric building, stand in front of an orange box and hit a golf ball, and it can tell me within seconds how far and accurate I was, yet the NFL can't figure this out? I'll do my best to explain why I think that that is different. Uh-huh. Because the computers are processing one thing there, the ball.
Mm-hmm.
What did the ball do? How did it spin? What was its speed? What was the angle?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the quickness with which it processes all that, like on a TrackMan, is impressive. And if you've played simulator golf, they are accurate and really impressive. The issue is not where is the ball. If you wanted to highlight the ball, it's a lot probably like Fox tracking the puck around the boards in 1994. Is it not? Hey, look, there's the ball. The issue is, if you really wanted it to be spotted 100% properly, you would need thousands of data points on everything. You would need every knee, every elbow, forward progress. I don't even know what you would do about that. Officials blow a whistle. Now I need every one of those to be respondent and synced up with when the whistle blows. So the computer can instantly simulate a still photo of where the ball is and where all the knees are and when the whistle blows. And the idea that you want all of that crunched immediately to tell you where the spot is, I don't think it's as easy as anybody makes it out to be. I think it's probably elaborate and difficult to do. So if they could do it, should they just use AI? I don't know, can AI do that kind of thing? Maybe that's in the future. But
I think it is in the future, I think it's also fair to point out that it might be tough to do.
I don't know if you're talking about like three-dimensional imaging of every single body on the field and lines to gain and all that. I don't think it's as easy as anybody says it is. One spot they probably could do this is, and I don't know if this has ever been discussed, kicks that go over the uprights at the top.
Oh, yeah. That feels way easier than spotting the ball.
That's sure. Map it. Shoot the crossbar straight up in the air.
He's going to virtually
shoot it. Yeah. Did it go inside? Where did it cross over?
Right.
You know? That's not the K zone? A baseball. Where's the baseball? Go through this box.
Right.
There's a box that's mapped on your television and mapped in the system. One ball, where did it go through there? To me, that doesn't seem ridiculous that the track man can do that, and that actually trying to figure out where the proper spot for a football is would include quite a bit more crunching. We'll build a computer the size of a stadium next to every stadium so it can run those numbers real fast. I don't know. I also don't think it's I don't think it's a massive problem. I know what happened last year in the playoff game. I know. I don't think it's something that is a massive problem for the league.
You want to take a guess at what TrackMan claims their margin of error is, by the way? Not to say like this should be any better. It's easier to do this in the NFL.
Sure.
But want to guess what their margin of error is, where they think it is?
Well, when I hit the ball, it's a lot of margin for error because I always hit it straight and awesome. So when it goes like way left, like 30 yards margin of error.
30 yards?
Yeah.
Everyone's got that friend that every time they go to the same like, this
doesn't work.
So off.
This doesn't
There's
work.
No way that ball. Yeah. TrackMan says 1 foot. 1 foot is it.
So every time
and they go by yards, so that would basically say they're telling you that we're right every single time on the yardage.
Well, I mean, how many times have I come up 1 foot short on a chip? Just saying.
That's true.
That should count. That was in. I'm going to say that next time I play you on the sim.
If it's 1 foot, shouldn't TrackMan make the hole bigger? Like, hey, we're admitting it's 1 foot, so we're going to make the hole 1 foot bigger. Oh, that would be huge then, wouldn't it? That sounds like it's not that much. The hole already is only like a couple of
How
inches.
How many strokes lower would you shoot if the hole was a foot?
A foot?
A foot bigger.
Oh, man.
Wouldn't you?
Par.
You would shoot 72?
Yeah.
No way.
72. I have one putt every time.
You're not.
That's a huge hole.
You're not tapping in every single hole.
No, but aren't you making like 90% of your 20-footers now?
No way.
Yeah.
90%?
Yeah. The 20-footers, 15-footers.
I don't know what golf course is going to destroy the cups that they have on the green to find out this question, but if anybody wants to offer.
You just have to buy one of those, the things they make the cups with. Just buy a bigger one.
Yeah, I don't know if they make those. A 1 foot.
Somebody's got to make one.
Diameter.
Somewhere. What about, they play the, aren't those soccer ball golf courses out there? Soccer golf, isn't that a thing?
It's a thing.
I don't think it's a thing here, but I've seen videos of it. How do they get those in the hole? You need a soccer ball size hole.
Well, usually, yeah, I don't know.
Maybe they just hit a target.
They might dig that with a shovel. Who knows? Sal coming up at 8. It's the return of the blue and red tonight. Bills preseason rolls on. Hall of Fame game was last night. Hall of Fame ceremonies this weekend, including Marv Levy will be honored. He turns 100 in 2 days, so happy early birthday to Marv. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.